Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Democrats now control the White House and both chambers of Congress, but 8 in 10 Republicans say Donald Trump changed the country for the better. And two-thirds of Republicans, two-thirds, according to polls, believe the lie that the election was fraudulent, that Trump actually won. So what is the future of the Republican Party? Jeff Flake is the six-term congressman and one-term senator from Arizona who retired in 2018 and has often been a lone voice voicing concern about the direction of his party. He joins us now. Senator Flake, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
And as you well know, the GOP lost control of the White House and the Senate, and you wrote an op-ed in the New York Times saying Trump is destroying the Republican Party. Should that be destroyed? Has it been destroyed? Is it time, you know, after an insurrection for a third party?
Well, I wrote that piece. It came out the morning before the insurrection. So I thought that we had plenty of problems before what happened at the Capitol. It's deeper now. So it's going to be very difficult, as you mentioned. A good chunk of Republicans believe that this election wasn't free or fair. The President Biden didn't win it. And that's going to be a challenge. If you don't believe in, you know, truth or shared facts, it's really tough to move forward. And for us as a party, it's going to be really difficult.
Well, and what responsibility does your party have? Because in that op-ed, you also accused Republican colleagues of rank opportunism for not standing up to Trump's baseless claims, but also maybe, you know, fueling them. Members like Ted Cruz, who it was said was using those claims to launch his own run in 2024. You know, we saw a video of insurrectionists going through Senate papers saying things like, Ted Cruz would want us to do this, take over the Capitol. Should something happen to them? Yeah.
Well, I think certainly politically, when they try to run for leadership positions or for re-election, that people ought to remember that. I thought that was horribly irresponsible for my colleagues. Many did not, but so many did amplify the president's falsehoods about the election, to go so far as to challenge the vote in the end. And that obviously we have to get past that. And if the Democrats govern anywhere near the center, as I think that they're inclined to do, because that's where Joe Biden is, then Republicans are in deep trouble unless we find a central path somehow, because we're going to be marginalized as a party.
Yeah, well, the new Senate is going to take up Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. I'm imagining you'd want to see him convicted, meaning he can't run again. Should we assume that?
Yes. I think he'd have a hard time running again, but he may not know that. And he does have support and very, you know, visceral support among a chunk of our base. I think that will wane faster than he believes it will. Once you lose the trappings of office and the levers of power, and let's face it, Trumpism requires a certain swagger that comes with winning. And when you lose an election, and we've lost the House and the midterms, just lost the Senate, you kind of lose that swagger. And so I think that he'll fade away faster than many believe. But still, we have the problem that the base of the party might look for somebody just like him.
Well, this morning, though, he left on Air Force One to the tune of Frank Sinatra's My Way. And he said before he left, I'll be watching. We will be back in some form. And, you know, what is just in the minute or so we have, what does the party do? Do you, you know, how do you address both the white supremacists and neo-Nazis who wore, you know, Camp Auschwitz T-shirts in the Capitol, and the Americans who genuinely believed what they heard on the media outlets they listened to? What do you do?
You know, in the past, all the way back to Goldwater and William F. Buckley Jr. and Ronald Reagan, we were always able to sideline the fringe element, saying that would be an irresponsible emblem. It's more difficult because it's a bigger chunk of the party now, let's face it. But that's what we have to do. I mean, we need to be a big tent party, but that tent can't include racists or those who believe in white supremacy. So yeah, we're going to have a reckoning coming forward, but I think we can do it.
You're referring to the John Birch Society, which there was an attempt to sideline that years ago. Former Senator Jeff Flake, thank you so much.
Thank you.